This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
You are receiving revelation from God's Word at this moment in Jesus' precious name. Will you join me this morning as we receive God's servant, our Father, as He comes to give us the last dose of revelation as the Holy Ghost revealed to Him. A bigger hand for Jesus, everybody.
Hallelujah. 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 May no treasure dropped here today since we began be wasted in anyone's life. Buy the truth and sell it not. You can't possess what you won't purchase. Buy the truth and sell it not. And also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Possession begins with acquisition. 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 Buy the truth, sell it not. Buy the truth, sell it not. Not recite the truth, not quote the truth. Buy the truth. It becomes a possession. Buy into the truth revealed. It becomes a reality. Buy the truth, sell it not. Also wisdom and instructions. Buy, buy, buy. My prayer is that because every light from scriptures is a treasure. Which when anyone has found, he went and sold all that he has to buy it. Matthew 13, 44 to 46. It's a treasure. Every truth of scriptures is a treasure that creates a future. Every truth of scriptures is a treasure that creates a future. Every truth of scriptures is a treasure that creates the future. Every truth of scripture is a treasure that creates the future. May no one trash any treasure being deposited on this mountain. Everybody had it, but how many people bought it? Everybody saw it, how many bought into it? Le Prongianco, Aminentisia. How many? You can't possess what you won't buy. Acquisition begins, possession begins with acquisition. We need this perspective in our personal walk with God. It shows the light, you buy into it. It shows the way to go, you buy into it. Lift up your two hands and receive grace. The purchaser's grace. To buy the treasures of the truth. The wisdom that enthrones. The instruction that distinguishes. Take that grace from God. Let us approach the throne of grace with boldness and may obtain mercy and find grace to help. Grace to buy into it. It's one thing to buy a book, to buy into what it contains. You can get a tape or whatever thing and then you list it. Well, yeah, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. You can't see anything coming out of it. Grace to buy into every treasure of the truth that comes my way in my private devotions, in my studies. Help me, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. You know what makes an elder? The stories they tell. Particularly those who tell the truth. I read T.L. Osborne's book in one sitting, The Purpose of Pentecost. And I saw for the first time the Holy Ghost as a person. I bought hook, line, and sinker into it. I was eager to share with others. And I got to where they were, I couldn't find them. I said, Holy Spirit, if you are truly a person, lead me now to where they are. I found it, I bought into it. And I had them say, go for what? First time in my life, I was 22. I had the succulent, ever refreshing voice of the Spirit. I'm still hearing that voice now. I bought into it. Oh, my being bought into it. Go for what? Life. I go to a T-junction, where do I go from here? Make a left. What? I said, I don't want to ask anybody where they are. Lead me to where they are in this town. You know what that means? When you buy something, you buy it. I bought it. Put it in my pocket. And I said, where do I go from here? Make a left. A left. I said, Holy Ghost, please check. This is people working in the ministry of work with the villager. He just withdrew. I'm sorry. I knew when he left. I saw him as a person and I bought into it. So he led me to where they were without any human aid. As I got towards the end of the road, I looked on my right and I saw some clothes on the dryer. I could identify one of them. Then one of them jumped up. Hey, Brother David, how do you know we're here? The Holy Ghost came on me. It's one thing to find the truth and to buy it. There are many people who in the shop, in shopping malls, they just go around every part of the shelf. Including kitchenware, that this is not part of his job. Yeah. This pot is very costly. What did you buy it last? Did you buy one? Just whiling away time and having fun on the shopping mall. Having fun. Meris Kango Gaba. When I saw Matthew 33, I bought into it with a vow. I entered the covenant. It's one thing to find, it's another thing to buy. It's one thing to find, it's another thing to buy. What you don't buy cannot be yours. Arepo Kutuzia. I mean, I can finish now. It's a prophetic meeting. I can stop here now. That's the topic. The topic is buy. What's the topic? Buy. Buy the truth, buy. My boy. Don't buy. If you don't buy, you don't get. You won't get, buy. You know buy, you know beg. I mean, you know buy, you don't get. You can't get. Amen. You bought this suit. Amen. Before you can get it. You can't wear it and say, I'm coming. When I finish wearing it, I'll come and praise the Lord. You know why? You've been sitting all along. You have been sitting and all along. Stand up for Jesus. Yes, who just off the cross. When I saw Deuteronomy 8 verse 18, I bought into it. It changed my entire life forever. My son David, my prosperity plan is not a promise. It doesn't answer to prayer. Don't pray for prosperity. It's not a promise. It has no respect for fasting. Don't fast your life out except to save food. It's a covenant. Until your part is played, I am not committed. I bought into it and I screamed, yay, I can never be poor. And now they say, richest pastor in the world, David. In the world, not in one corner. Why won't they say that? He never borrows, he never begs. My God, he's a local man, he doesn't travel. He's a local priest. Wake up, my friend. You better get to buy.
Yes.
You buy with obedience of faith. What do you use? no money, obedience of faith. You will find and say, yes, I got it. Yes, I got it. I'm set for it. Because of some elderly people that are here, please get seated. Please get seated. Amen. I might be tempted to sit. Amen. So try to organize a little high seat for me on this platform so I can sit and be rolling. You make it electronic so I can roll around on the seat. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. What defines destiny of the believer is faith. It is to everyone according to his faith. We can cry from here to tomorrow. What you don't believe, you are never empowered to become. As many as received the word, he gave power to become what the word says. What you don't believe, what I don't believe, we never experience. You receive and believe, then you're empowered to become. John 1:12. He came on his own, receiving not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. To become what the word says. One of my daughters came on here and said, and the word became flesh. The word became what? The world will never become what it says without your faith and without my faith. Faith is the life wire of the believer. The just shall live by faith. Just like the old saying, no Nile, no Egypt. A believer has no identity without faith. The faith, to the faith, is the substance of our redemption. Everything that Jesus did only becomes a reality with your faith and my faith. The price he paid will be wasted without your faith and my faith in place. Faith is the substance of Christianity. The just shall live by his faith. Habakkuk 2:4. Romans 1:17. The just shall live by faith. Galatians 3:11. The just shall live by faith. Hebrews 10:38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. That means you shut me out when you draw back from faith. I can't help out. You can't get me on without your faith. So, our faith requires all the attention in the world, because that's what defines the limits of our destiny. That's what defines the limits of our destiny. Through faith, Sarah received strength to conceive seed. Faith strengthened her, rejuvenated her. Is to everyone according to his faith. By faith, Moses led that army of people to the Red Sea. The sea saw them, it fled. Faith opened up the way to their promised land. By faith. The walls of Jericho sank. The impregnable barrier disappeared. It didn't fall flat. It would still be a wall if it did. It sank. If your life and my life depend on it, then it demands all the attention required. For the few minutes we have, I'm speaking to the supernatural power of faith. The supernatural power of faith. Faith is the key to a world of unlimited possibilities. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. All things, not most things. One cannot sink, no matter the strength of the storms, with faith. People only sink with doubt. Why did you doubt? That's why you are sinking. That's what Jesus said to Peter. Why did you doubt? He saw the wind boisterous. Jesus saved me. He said, why did you doubt? You are just by me here. You're almost there. Little faith can't ride the storms of life. Little faith cannot ride the storms of life. That's where responsibility comes in now. How to build strong faith that will empower you and I to ride the stormy days that are already here. Don't say they are coming, they're already here. The stormy days are here. The stormy days are not coming. The stormy days are here. So we need accelerated commitment in building our faith. We don't sink all the way through. Faith does not jump on people. Faith is cultivated by people. Faith comes by hearing and understanding. There are two hearings there. By hearing and hearing? No. Hearing and understanding. Do you understand what you are reading? It's reading, but it's not understanding it. Then when it's understanding, open it, say, I believe. Faith comes by hearing and understanding. Romans 10, 17, and Acts chapter 8, verse 26 to 35, Ethiopia, Enoch, and Philip. When his understanding came alive on the same scriptures, from the same scriptures, here is what I can't be. I'll be baptized. I say, if you believe, that can't. I believe. Understanding stirs faith. Understanding provokes faith. It's not reading the Bible like you are reading one religious thing, chanting it. It's understanding of it. So, where do we study? We study to get to the point of understanding. Why do we read materials? We study materials that will help our understanding come alive by those who have understood it and have proved it. I had many close people that teach a lot on church growth, but they are not pastors, so I don't read their materials. I have them because I need to have them, because I need to do some cross-referencing. But I study those who are building churches, and the churches are flourishing. It's wisdom to do that. So I became Young Icho's, you know, protege in church growth. I devoured him. We study to get to the point of understanding that steers faith. Faith does not come by reading, sir. It comes by understanding. Faith does not come by reading. It comes by understanding. Wisdom is a principal thing we told you, getting, get understanding. When you get understanding, it will promote you. It will bring you to honor. When you embrace her, a crown of grace has she delivered to thy head, an ornament of grace. From the point of understanding, which is the point of faith. From the point of understanding, which is the point of faith. One time I returned from a trip and I had boxes of books. And then I got in. My wife said, what did you bring? I said, come and see, because we didn't travel that time together. I opened the first box of books, second box of books. He said, what is that? That's all it. I said, the content of these books can make me a manufacturer of the things I will have bought. Value and quest for understanding will make an outstanding personality of any ordinary person. We better seek it. Amen. You better seek it. Faith has unlimited capacity for growth. And thy faith groweth exceedingly. It doesn't stop growing. If you stop doing what grows it, it doesn't stop. Faith doesn't stop growing if you won't stop what grows it. Faith never stops growing if you won't stop what grows it. Faith will never stop growing if you won't stop what grows it. And the stronger your faith, the greater your command of the affairs of life. The stronger your faith, the greater your command of the affairs of life. The stronger your faith, the greater your command of the affairs of life. Paul, the kingdom steward, he said, I can do all things through Christ. You get to a point, you can do all things. He got to a point, he said, believe in all things that are written. Faith becomes his lifestyle, his breath. Acts chapter 24 and verse 14. He said, in the way by they call heresy, those have worship by the God of my Father. Believe in all things. You build your faith to a point where anything God says goes. Anything God says goes. Anything God says goes. We built a sanctuary in Kaduna 2 weeks. How many weeks? We named it after Freddie Casey Price. He's gone to heaven. I was at the airport with him, and I had his prompting, get back home and stand up building now. I said, sir, can I be excused? I may not be able to go with you to Lagos for your flight. That's not normal for me. No, it's a respected siege. Amen. He said, oh man, if God tells you that, get back home. I put four people around the four corners and say, now say after me, this building is finished in 2 weeks. We dedicated this. You build your faith to a point that any command from heaven goes. Not guesswork. I'm not talking about somebody just thinking of things too high for him. I mean God speaking to you. Faith only grows through spiritual understanding of the world. Spiritual understanding of the world. We have the philosophy of the world, sir. We have the psychology of the world. We have the spiritual understanding of the world. It's from the same world. It's a volume. It's a, I mean, to some people, say it's a major literature. It's only to you, I mean, the scriptures, the Holy Bible, the Word of God. Grace to commit to what grows faith, receive it now. Grace to commit to what grows faith that puts you on top of the issues of life, receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Lift up your right hand and breathe that in prayers. Lord, grace to commit myself to what grows faith. What grows my faith? I receive it. Receive that grace right now. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Please be reminded we are in a highly stormy season in human history. This is why faith is a non-negotiable requirement for any child of God to triumph gloriously in this season. We're in a highly, highly vulnerable season. Highly stormy season. Anybody can sink away if his faith is not strong enough to ride these storms. So we need to commit to building that faith that will keep us going in season and out of season. Let me define faith before we close. Just a few lines here. What is faith? One, faith is obeying God to prove that we believe Him, thereby committing Him to perform His word. Faith is not a belief system. It's an active spiritual force. And so, Abraham departed. And we are asked to follow the faith of Abraham. Faith is not a belief system. It's a spiritual weapon. You put it on for a fight. Praise God. Faith is obeying God to prove that we believe Him, thereby committing Him to make good His promise. This is the word of the Lord to Abraham. Get out of their country. And so on and so forth. I will bless and make your name great. And that shall be a blessing. And so Abraham departed. That is faith. Show me your faith without your works. And I show you my faith by my works. Number two, please listen. Faith is not waiting for God to walk. Faith is putting God's word to work so as to commit God to make good His promise. It's not waiting for God. It's putting God's word to work. so as to commit him to confirm that word in your life, putting God's word to work. I believe the picture that Taylor Osborne painted, I received it, is from the word. And I put it to work, and God confirms it. It worked. I received the instructions on church growth. I believe it. We began working on it from the day I came out of that prayer. And it's working like fire. Till tomorrow. Faith is not waiting for God to come and do something. It's putting his word to work so he can do something. Putting his word to work so he can do something. If you don't walk in the fear of God, you suffer hardship. Because the Bible says, Psalm 37 and verse 18 and 19, the Lord knows the days of the upright, their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, in the time of famine, they shall be satisfied. It's putting God's word to work. Anybody can leave Shiloh and just walk away and say, we had a good time, a lot of teachings. I mean, you know, you can trust Shiloh. Amazing things came out of that place. So, how has he added to the amazement in your life? Putting God's word to work. So, people have reduced faith to a belief system. They have reduced it to a belief. No. May you receive grace to move from here and start putting God's word to work in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Number three, faith is being fully persuaded of the truth. The prevailing circumstances notwithstanding, until the truth triumphs. Can I come again? Faith is being fully persuaded of the truth, the prevailing circumstances notwithstanding, until the truth triumphs. Truth will always triumph. Truth, light will always triumph over darkness. You are fully persuaded of the truth. This is God's word. It can't fail. It's settled in heaven forever. God cannot deny himself. You are fully persuaded, like Abraham was. Being fully persuaded that what God has spoken is also able to perform. And so God stepped in. And he performed. At 100 years, Abraham had a son. The prevailing circumstances notwithstanding, until truth triumphs. 2 Corinthians 2:14. The word says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make it known by us, the savor of his knowledge in every place. Truth can never crash if there's someone that will be fully persuaded of it. I have zero fear about tomorrow, zero. Trading the truth brought us to where we are. If we won't stop trading the truth, we can't be down. It's not possible. There's no day darkness will harass anybody walking in the light. Walking in the light keeps darkness away on its own. Darkness can... There is no greater than can challenge the authority of light. Nonsense. What is light? You move now, you whistle away. You won't exist again. Truth will always triumph. No matter the number of enemies against it, truth will always triumph. Truth will always triumph. So faith has been fully persuaded. I remember my wife said she had miscarriage. I was in from a mission field. And I said, it cannot happen. Can I have my food, please? There was no cross-check. Now, how do you now feel? You can't feel anything more than what I said. Be fully persuaded of the truth until the truth triumphs. I was so rich when I had no money. You know, you understand that? I was so rich. If you hear me, even if you are led by God, you say, do I need to give anything to this man? No. I've never needed anything from any man. I have access, direct access to source. Ami kutinia. How? Truth. Truth. That you are fully persuaded of. Fully what? Fully persuaded of. Not that they are persuading you. Fully persuaded of. You are fully persuaded of it. Someone is coming out of trouble. Now, be fully persuaded that these horrible days on earth is your most honorable days in God's agenda. How many have what happened last night? That's the good news. These grieving days are your golden days. These turbulent days are your triumphant days. These beggarly days are your days of plenty. Get fully persuaded of this, it will put you to rest. It will put you to rest. Somebody's story is changing. Come and give the Lord a big hand of praise. What is faith? Faith is a display of confidence in God until when the desired result is obtained. A display of confidence in God. Confidence in God. Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away your confidence. It has a great recompense of rewards. And verse 36. Verse 36 of it, please. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye may obtain the promise. A display of confidence in God until what is desired becomes a reality. A display of confidence in God. I can never be poor. You are so rich. You know something? I see crowd outside, though. Don't think I'm mad. I see crowd outside, you cannot see. There's no church this place will be without people outside. It's already ordained. No matter the size, people will be outside. They will be outside. It's ordained for them to be outside. There are people outside because there is no room inside. Come on now. A display of what? Confidence in God. David, what are you looking forward to in your marriage? Hitch-free marriage. How? Well, you know, we've been in church for some time. No crazy. No, David, take it easy. When you're sitting together, it's impossible to step on one another's toes. That was my counselor speaking. And I said, sir, we're sitting on the same chair, the same bench or whatever. Coach, why am I not stepping on your toes? One, I'm not blind. Two, I'm not wicked. He said, okay. A display of confidence. You are not guessing. I saw what the agenda of heaven is. I believe they need hook, line, and sinker. It has to deliver. That's faith. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? Everything that is out of order in anyone's life because of lack of the required faith to secure it is settled today. But you know something? Knowledge is not transferable. You have to acquire it. Amen. I mean, you and your wife are one flesh. Can you transfer your knowledge to her? Can you transfer her own to you? That your father is a professor doesn't mean you pass exam. Your DNA doesn't cover that. Knowledge has to be personally acquired. Has to be what?
Personally acquired.
Knowledge has to be personally acquired. Has to be personally acquired. Has to be personally acquired. You shall know the truth. And the truth that you know shall set you free. It's your turn. I say it's your turn. Well, what a day. God is doing something here. May you catch it properly. May you catch it properly. May your confidence never be doused again. We round up. What is faith? It's a spiritual force within that determines the triumphs without. A force within that determines the happenings on the outside. That woman said within herself, if I may but touch him as garment, I shall be made whole. Matthew 9:21-23. A force within that reflects on the outside is a force within. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed. And because to the sea, I shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe what you say will come to pass. You shall have whatsoever you say, drawing from what you believe in your heart. So it's a force within that determines the happenings outside. So keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. It talks about the evil heart of unbelief. Many people say some things in their mouth. It's not in their heart. They just say it. It's not in their heart. It's a force within that determines the events on the outside. And finally, faith is our access to a world of unlimited possibilities. Our access to a world of unlimited possibilities. It's our access to a world of unlimited possibilities. Hebrews 11:33-34. Through faith, the subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. Stopped the mouths of lions. Quenched the violence of fire. Escaped the edge of the sword. Or out of weakness, they were made strong. They waxed valiant in fight. They turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Through faith, they subdued kingdoms. God's entered my genius for his church to subdue kingdoms. Amen. For the church to become the breadwinners of the world. The global solution center of the world. It takes faith for God's people to subdue kingdoms. We stop here this morning. First, be prepared to buy into the treasure of the truth by subscribing to what it demands to keep it alive. Amen. Faith is a living force. It has to be kept alive. and faith feeds on the world. The world feeds on love. The stronger your love for God, the greater your access to light, which translates to your faith. So we have to take responsibility. The cheapest way to move the hand of God is put your faith on the line. The cheapest way to put to secure the hand of God is to put your faith on the line. Who are believed and report, and unto whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. You believe he's searching for his hand to perform. There is no prophecy that will see the light of day without faith. Come on now. I mean, all biblical prophecy, including the one we exposed last night, espoused on last night, none will see the light of day in anybody's life without his faith. For blessed is he that believeth. There shall be a performance. Performance is limited to those who believe. It doesn't go to everybody. Not everybody that has. Those who believe. Luke 1:45. If we ever need a faith, it's now, sir. Faith for gallant exemption. Faith for triumph in the midst of turbulence. Faith for abundance in the midst of scarcity. If there's any time we need to build our faith to secure the hand of God, to distinguish us from these stormy times, it's now. It's time to become a student of faith. In your quest to keep your faith alive and growing, alive and growing, alive and growing, stand to your feet. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Come on now. Give the Lord praise, everybody. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Give God thanks for light that has been shining across our way since the first session began in this hour of visitation. Thank Him. Thank Him for your takeaways. You're taking some things away from here. Thank Him for your takeaways from this feast this morning. Thank you for your takeaway from this feast this morning. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to do something tonight by the prompting of the Holy Spirit, please. Put your faith on the line and bring here in written form whatever thing you believe that God is up to. Anything. You have that inspired statement I made years ago. Whatever God can do, faith can make happen. With men, it's impossible. Not with God, but with God, all things are possible. But if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believe it. Whatever God can do, faith can make happen. Will you say that with me? One more time, sir. Can God do that thing?
Yes, sir.
That appears to be lingering in your life?
Yes, sir.
Whatever God can do, your faith in God can make happen. Erubiana, Tangelo, Erodia. My God. Some fellows will see clearly tonight. From stone blindness. Stone blindness. Some folks will walk out of their wheelchairs tonight. Whatever your God can do, your faith can make happen. What if they believe not? He abides with you, cannot deny himself. Whatever your God can do, your faith can make happen. They have said you can never have a child. That's what they say. You know, thou shalt serve the Lord, he will bless your bread and your water. Are you serving God? None shall be barren, nor cast their young in the land. The number of your days I will fulfill. Are you scared of death? Have they given you a death verdict from any hospital? Come down tonight and put your faith on the line. And in the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, he will sort you out. You are coming out in bright colors tonight. God will turn your ashes to beauty. He will turn the mockery of your life to glory. He will turn your reproach to honor. He will rewrite your story tonight. It shall be a full-blown miracle service. So come ready. Come ready and see God overturn your obstacles to miracles. Your trials to testimonies. Tonight's encounter night is designed for you. God has you in mind. Put your faith on the line. And you'll be glad you did. Someone here came in our robots meetings, and after the crusade, he has the healing room where he prays for people that have special needs. And after I finished praying in this room, he was going. The man called me, excuse me, Ora, I came here to be healed. I'm supposed to be here today. You know, I'm not coming back tomorrow. I'm supposed to be here today. Today. My God will answer me today. Today. Jesus will answer me. Whatever you want answered today, put it down in writing. Whether spiritual disease or physical disease or social disease, whatever you want Jesus, you believe he can handle tonight, come along with your faith. He will confirm it in your life. Come believe it now. Let me hear your loudest amen. Somebody's spiritual life will take a drastic new turn tonight. Somebody's social life will take an upward turn tonight. Your physical state will be perfected tonight. Lift up those two hands, everybody, and give God thanks. Give him thanks. What a day! On the third day, we'll raise us up. He's already starting doing that. The word is lifting us. Give him thanks on personal note. Thank you for light, Jesus. It is God who has shown us light. He's the one behind it all. Give him glory. Give him praise. Magnify him. No one like our God.
Thank you, Jesus. Wave those beautiful hands some more. It's never too much to thank him. Because he's done more for us, we should thank him some more. He's done more for us. He deserves to be more thanked.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.